and I just looked at the temperature gauge. Did you know it's 83 degrees in Kalamazoo?
I did, but my car said 86. That one must be a little off.
Well, your car's just, it's baking you a little warmly, I think.
It was, and the problem with my car is the air conditioner doesn't work, but I had the windows rolled down, and that cooled me down somewhat.
All right, there you go, the 260 air conditioning. Mm-hmm. Two windows and 60 miles an hour.
Well, no, I wasn't driving 60 miles an hour down through Kalamazoo. I think the police would have been after me.
No, it wasn't 60. It was 57. But anyway.
Close enough.
It's 3:08, time for the Jeremy Lawrence Show here on 590 WKZO. Glad that you could be along for the ride with us today. And also with us, that intrepid producer that you know and either love or loathe so well. He is
Michael Loudon.
And Michael, look back there for a minute, because I'm going to tell people about something that you'll just find boring. So, see, he's not even... Okay, you are listening. See, there's the problem. I can't tell you that we've got a ticket giveaway, because he's going to go, oh, I could do a trivia question. We do have a ticket giveaway, and we're going to have a fun one, because you know what? If you're into movies, and you kind of like the idea of going to the movies a couple of times in a weekend, and who wouldn't, really? I'm going to give you the opportunity to do just that. Two different sets of tickets to see movies that come out this weekend. All right, here you go. The first one is Blended. This is the one with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. Got a pair of tickets for that one. And I've got a pair of tickets to see the new X-Men movie. X-Men Days of Future Past. If you've seen the preview for this, my goodness, this is a star-studded cast. They've got everybody in there.
They've got Captain Picard.
I mean, you know, you got Patrick Stewart. You've got, I mean, everybody is in this thing. And we're going to be giving away tickets for that a little bit later. Those two pairs of tickets going to one person. And we'll do it sometime during the course of the program today. So you can look forward to that giveaway. Hopefully you could be a part of that. And yes, unless we absolutely distract him, there will likely be a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. It's just the way that it is. So, also, a little bit later on in the program, I'm going to be talking about some various things that we want to. I thought this was interesting. There has been a study that indicates if a candidate is overweight, they're less likely to be elected. Overweight candidate need not apply here, according to this particular study. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, see what you think about that. We're going to be talking about the VA and the different moves going on there, the various things. We're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes. I want to remind you of the video of the day. Yesterday, man, oh man, did we have some comments on that one. That was the one about the Silver Dome, the video that's been posted to that of just absolutely the place is falling apart. And there was a group put together a video on that. Some of the pictures will just absolutely shock you on that. We did that yesterday, got several comments on our Facebook site. Also, we decided, you know what, let's take it a little bit lighter today. So we've got, in the tradition, the finest tradition of the internet, we have a cat video. Yes, indeed. See, Michael's already happy.
I love cats.
So this one, somebody doctored it in a very, very fun way, but if you just look at it, you wouldn't think it was doctored unless you knew better. And we all know better. But you got to check it out for yourself, WKZO.com. In the blog section, that's down below all the news and all of that, wheel down to that area. Or even easier, just go to our Facebook site, the link for that at the top of WKZO.com. And you'll be able to check it out for yourself. It is called Hey Cat.
Yes?
No. Not you. Gosh. This is what I deal with every day. I'm sorry. It's just...
Don't you just love working with me?
Anyway, we're talking about... So we wanted to talk a little bit about, and you heard about this in the news from CBS News. They talked about the different things going on with the Veterans Administration, the problems that have had, that they've had waiting times and people that have ended up dying waiting on care. This is not good stuff. And the interesting thing about this The White House, as per usual, when a scandal erupts in the Obama administration, they're often asked, well, when did the president learn about this? And Jay Carney says, well, the president didn't know about the VA scandal until he saw news reports about it. Okay. All right. It's possible that he didn't learn about this until he saw it in the news, kind of like the IRS scandal and Fast and Furious and the reporter scandal and various things that have gone on in the Obama administration. However, if you dig back to 2007, then Senator Barack Obama was giving it to the Bush administration, talking about how conditions at VA hospitals are horrible and we're neglecting our veterans. And 2012, he was comparing the performance of the VA during his administration favorably to President Bush. Well, we've made military families and veterans a top priority, not just at the Department of Defense and not just at the VA, but across the government. And then the report came out of 40 veterans that died waiting for appointments. Go figure. Now, he knew about some of these problems back in 2007. And there are many people who would say, well, you see, Bush, it was a problem with Bush. Okay, fine. There were problems during the Bush administration. And I will come out and say, yes, there were problems there. But guess what? There are problems now. We're 6 years into Barack Obama being president. Hello. 6 years to fix the problem. But apparently, it's only gotten worse. And the VA apparently was told of the problem months before the scandal was even taken care of. The interesting thing about this is that over and over again, you know, the president and the administration has talked about that, well, you know what, we looked at this and we decided that we needed to take care of something in the Veterans Administration. So, you know what, we're going to get rid of Robert Petzl. They decided that him leaving would be the answer of things. Well, the only problem is, last year, it was announced he would retire this year. Oops. Well, we're gonna get rid of him anyway. It's he was due to retire early next month, but there's no question this was a termination of job before he was planning to go, even though an appointment has been made for his replacement. And yeah, mm-hmm. The amazing thing about this is they put things out like this, and Jay Carney came out in a briefing and talked about this resignation, said the American Legion, that, you know, looked at it and said, you know, they feel like that's a step toward addressing the leadership problem. And the interesting thing about it is ABC's White House correspondent Jonathan Carl looked it up on the internet and found out the American Legion had issued a statement dismissing the resignation, just saying, oh, it's business as usual. So the administration is coming out and saying, well, this VA thing, we didn't really know about it all that much. We didn't know. Gosh, we learned about it when we were watching TV. I don't think it washes. And I think when you see them sitting here and going, yeah, that guy that was resigning this year, he's going to leave. Well, we fired him. And, you know, we've already nominated his replacement, and he was going to leave anyway, but we fired him. And I think the thing that doesn't wash all about this, and, you know, we'll hear it. We will hear it at some point. Well, you know, when George W. Bush was president. No, this is not Bush. Bush has not been president for a while now. So, President Obama said something needed to be done. He cited that President Bush needed to make it a priority to care for people, that there was neglect at VA hospitals and that sort of thing. And then here we are. The report comes out, not looking good. We know that. And, you know, to me, if he knew about problems as far back as 2008, because apparently the VA told him, hey, you know what? Some of these numbers that they're giving you, they're not the right numbers. They're reporting inaccurate waiting times. There's scheduling failures. There's problems there. They were telling him that in 2008 when he was making his transition to become president. During the transition time, he was told this. So he had from 2008 to 2014 to do something about the problem. And that silence you just heard from me is the same thing we've heard from the president. Well, shucks! He learned about it by reading the newspaper. It makes you wonder, as you look over this problem, and as more material comes out on this, it makes you wonder, all right, if I buy that he knew about it by reading the paper or watching TV or whatever, if I buy that, somebody's in charge there and somebody is not paying attention because the boss isn't finding out what he needs to know. Somebody's being inept. If he's the one that is finding, if the president is not finding out until he sits down to watch the nightly news, there's a problem. And if it's the truth, that, and I don't buy it's the truth for a second, I don't buy it's the truth for a second that he's learning all this stuff about these scandals when he watches the news. I don't buy it. But if it's the truth and he does all of this stuff, then it means there is extreme ineptness in the administration and it starts from the top and goes down. Because if you have problems like this, if you were warned about them in 2008 and you choose to ignore them, and then guess what? Something explodes in your face. Well, you know what? If you knew there were problems going in, and I will admit readily, yeah, there were problems going in, and it's something the Bush administration should have taken care of, but you know what? You became president in early 2009. You had all this time to take care of the problem. Problems apparently got worse. And that's the thing that bothers me about the whole issue. If he knew about this going in, if he had said something before when he was a candidate for the office that, well, the Bush administration needs to take care of these problems. He obviously knew there were problems. And then to turn around and say, well, he just found out about it by watching the news. That doesn't pass the sniff test. And if you're sitting here and saying, well, you know, the American Legion signs off with our letting this guy go who was actually going to be leaving anyway. And, you know, they think it's wonderful, even though they came out and said business as usual. You're lying to the American people. You're lying to the public and expecting them to swallow it hook, line, and sinker. Because you're putting all these things out here, and it's obvious based on the fact that a White House correspondent for ABC News was able to dig just a little bit and found the truth and reported it to everybody. Guess what? You're telling a lie. Because, you know, if it's easy enough for them to find that out, and it's easy enough for the rest of us to find it out, then there is a problem. And the problem is not in, well, shucks, the president never found out about it. The problem is, guess what? There was a problem, we never looked into it, and it's time we did something about it. And it's time to look at things and say, all right, who screwed up? What kind of mass firings are going to take place? And that's the case in this. I mean, if there are people that are at GM losing their jobs over this recall thing, think about that. Put it on the same level with this Veterans Administration problem, and you've got something where people deserve to lose their jobs over it because people have lost their lives because of this VA thing. And if people have lost their lives because GM sat on a recall and didn't issue it, and there's court cases over that, and probably rightly so, then guess what? I think the same should happen right here in this situation. People need to lose their position with the government because they're not doing their job. And there needs to be a situation where multiple heads roll instead of, oh, that guy that was going to retire anyway. He was done anyhow. You know what? Yeah, we'll get rid of him a month early. You know what? We were planning on him leaving anyway, and we got his replacement all lined up. But you know what? He's the problem, and we're going to take care of it that way. Come on. It is not just one guy who was retiring anyway. And you're not going to be able to sell this idea that the president didn't know about it when we have got several places online that say he knew about it in 2008 and he talked about it in 2007. If he knew about it then he knew something needed to be done. When he was elected, that was part of what he inherited. Guess what? He needed to do something about it. Nothing was done.
Yeah, if you've got a list of problems, you would think, okay, I'm going to go through and take care of these one by one. And then if, you know, you thought it was taken care of and then you found out it wasn't later, then you need to come out and say, oh, you know, I thought it was taken care of. I gave it to this person to do. You know, admit mm-hmm. to your mistakes.
Sure, sure. And here's the thing. You know, the government, that's the reason why we've got cabinet secretaries in charge of practically everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you've got them that would look into various things. Okay, we got problems with this, and that. All right, this one is yours, this one is yours, this one is yours. They can handle multiple things at once.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So it's not a matter of prioritizing and going, well, you know what? We had Iraq and we have Afghanistan and, you know, the economy was in the toilet and we needed to look at those first. No, I think you could look at several things.
Yeah, you could give it to multiple people to look at.
But apparently nothing was done, or instead they're just looking at it going, well, shucks, we had no idea. You know what? There are multiple media sources that would beg to differ on mm-hmm. that.
And if you lie about it, how can people trust you then?
Well, we've seen lies come out of this administration before, so nothing new. Nothing to see here, I guess. We'll continue talking about it. Take your calls as well as we continue. -83 degrees in Kalamazoo. Jeremy Lawrence here with you on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Comerica Bank. Raise your expectations of what a bank can be when it's time. Come to Comerica. Continuing talking about this VA thing. And by the way, feel free to call in anytime we are talking about this stuff. Feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. 382-4280. Or 877-382-4280. Or you could text us, 80373, and be a part of the program that way as we talk about this. Now, I think, you know, to me, the way that this administration has responded to scandal upon scandal. Okay, it's one thing if you say, well, you know what, this one broke out and was a surprise to all of us, but we're going to look into it and we're going to take care of who's responsible for this because this is just ridiculous. That's a kind of response like, okay, if it happens once, all right, it's a little inept, but I get it. It happens from time to time. But every single time we get this, oh, the president had no clue. Which makes me wonder who's in charge at the White House.
Yeah, you're the leader of the United States of America. You think you would know what's going on out there.
Now, admittedly, there's a lot going on, and we talked about that. You know, there's a lot of things that happen. But still, with this, if the guy at the top of the ticket knew about it in 2007 and in 2008 when they were transitioning to become president, then you would think he'd go, all right, clearly there's a problem here. Let's give that to this person. Let them run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they didn't run with it, you can go back and say, look, I told us such to take care of this. They didn't do it. So it's on them. And I'm sorry about that. And we're going to take care of it right now. And this is going to be handled right now. But you don't get that. You go, well, we fired this guy that's leaving anyway. No. That's not even close to a response to this. Well, we fired that guy that was leaving next month anyway. We've already put forward a name for his replacement, and you know, I mean, it was his. You know, he was leaving. You know, so it happened. It's him. I'm not buying it. I have a feeling Americans aren't going to buy it, and this sort of thing can't bode well for people that are of the same party as the president. Because you know what? It's an election year. They might end up getting blamed for it. The president's got to do something with this, and not what he's been doing. Degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, and it is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad you could be with us. You know what? The weather has me absolutely confused. I mean, I am just absolutely, I don't want to say flummoxed by it, but just looking at the forecasts, I see one thing. Looking at the radar, I see something else. So I'm just kind of at a loss at this point. So I'm looking forward to talking to Bob Larson here in another minute or two so that we can kind of get the lowdown on where we are right now. You know, it was supposed to storm, apparently, at some point today.
And it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, and I'm not complaining. I'm certainly not complaining. I talked a little bit with Rick Shields earlier. I mean, he was in he's sort of our in-house weather expert. You know, being that he's the farm news guy, he dabbles in it definitely for good reason. You know, so he was telling me, yeah, we might have some storms overnight. Could be bad. You know, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, Rick. You know, but I'm looking at this going, something's changed.
Where are they going to come from?
So we'll find out from Bob here shortly. Also, a little bit later, we're going to pick up the discussion that where we left off. We talked earlier about the VA and the situation there. Definitely want to take your phone calls. We've gotten some interesting texts about it as well. Of course, a little bit later on the program, if you'd like to talk with us about the 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us with your comments on it at 803-73 and share with us that way. All right. Right now, we're going to turn to a man who apparently magically can make storms disappear. Bob, I don't know how you do it, but I'm looking at the radar going, where are they?
Not here.
Apparently not. Now, I guess I'm a little confused because I've seen an awful lot of, you know, showers, thunderstorms, that kind of thing in the forecast, and I'm assuming something's changed.
Let me hold on here before we get too excited. They're still in the forecast, but they're not coming till tonight.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to have to worry about any rain today. Probably not even the first thing this evening, but after 9 p.m., there will be showers and storms. And that is a likelihood, not just a chance of something stray.
Okay.
That's the kind of thing that happens this time of year. You'll end up getting a lot of forecasts to talk about shower, thunderstorm, so on and so forth. Very oftentimes, when it comes to a shower, thunderstorm, they're so very scattered, and you know, it's often more mist than it is hit, and it just ends up being sunny, or at least partly sunny, and not bad. That's kind of the nature of the beast when it comes to late spring, summer, and early fall. But unfortunately, when they hit, they tend to hit hard, and that's the concern for tonight. We could be looking at some nasty storms that come through tonight with heavy downpours and potentially damaging winds and hail. Again, I'm most concerned for after 9 p.m.
Okay. All right. Now, is this based on, you know, that things are kind of unstable in the atmosphere?
Well, the first batch of showers kind of has passed us by and has already moved through. Mm-hmm. The next batch has just started to develop or will be developing shortly in Wisconsin with the actual front. There's a cold front that's coming. You match that cold front up with it, with today's warmth and sudden increase in humidity, and that's when we could be talking about some nasty storms moving. It's a combination of a front meeting up with warmth and humidity. Particularly if its timing is such that it's late afternoon or early evening. And that's all those ingredients seem to be coming together. That's what we have to talk about for tonight. So my word is alert.
Okay.
I'm putting the area on alert for some potentially nasty or at least heavy storms tonight.
Okay. All right. And we're figuring after 9 o'clock then.
Right.
All right. Okay. Now, looking ahead beyond that, are we still looking at more instability, or are we going to
Are things clearing out? A transitional day from the storminess of tonight toward the what will eventually becomes very nice weather. We transition tomorrow. I think it'll still be a couple of showers scattered about, maybe a thunderstorm. Mostly morning and midday. It's probably drying out and clearing out later tomorrow afternoon, so it's not like an all-day rain. And then once we get to tomorrow night and Thursday, it's cooler, yes. Perhaps only 67 for high on Thursday, but sunshine in similar weather. Friday, sunshine on the cool side, 67. And it warms up again for Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. And just take another quick look at Memorial Day for us. What are we looking at right now? Has it changed much?
It has changed a little. And that was my concern from yesterday, that any change would be a change in the not-so-nice direction, because yesterday looked like all 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, would be simply sunny and warm. I still think we get at least two-thirds of that, Saturday and Sunday, but now the feeling is that showers might start to move in on Memorial Day at some point. So we'll see. Maybe we can change that and take that away tomorrow, but that's the way it looks right now, that we very well could get at least two-thirds of a nice three-day weekend, but no guarantees that all 3 days will be perfect.
Okay. All right. So I guess that just kind of batten down the hatches a little bit tonight might see a storm, is
right.
What we're
and,
saying.
And they'll be coming in for the west.
Okay.
Sometimes they come up for the south, sometimes coming down for the north, coming in for the west. So if you're just west of here, right up against the lake, might be a little sooner than 9 o'clock. If you're east of town, may wait till 9:30 or 10 or something along those lines. But its point is, it won't be this afternoon, nor should it be the very first thing this evening. But the deeper into the night we go, the better that chance.
Okay, one further question in regards to that. Assuming they do develop and all of that, is this a relatively fast-moving kind of storm, or will it linger throughout the overnight
hours? I think it'll linger right through the overnight.
Okay.
With multiple or repeating storms where it starts to let up and seems like it's going away, and then lo and behold, picks up again, and then there's a second round, and maybe a third round. It could be multiple storms.
Lots of big fun for people who are trying to sleep.
Yeah. A little noisy. That should have been my word, maybe, noisy.
There you go. There you go. Well, you'll have to save that for the next go-round.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll be able to use it sometime.
Yeah.
So, Bob Larson, thanks for checking in with us.
Hey,
appreciate
Jeremy.
That. All right, Bob Larson from AccuWeather. You know what? We're not saying storm watch. I think he's just kind of saying, you know what? Just keep your antenna up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Definitely will do that.
Definitely keep an eye on what's going on, and we'll keep you in the know as well. You know we will. So, no biggie there. We'll take care of that. We are going to talk about the VA here in just a little while. Like I said, some interesting texts. If you'd like to text in with us as well, 80373, and you could be a part of things, or you can call in 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And you know what? I feel like giving away something. I really do.
You do?
I feel like now is a great time to do it. So I don't think Michael's ready, so let's go ahead and give these away.
Oh, I'm ready.
See, and I can't put it off now because, you know, if you're ready, then you'll be ready later. So
mm-hmm. It's not like the question will mysteriously disappear.
Here's hoping.
Invisible ink.
You'll forget. I have a feeling that didn't work.
No,
anyway,
it didn't.
All right, so here's the deal. First of all, in order to win tickets, and these are tickets to Blended, which is coming out this weekend, and X-Men, Days of Future Past. I got a pair to each. In order to win them, you have to, first of all, give us a call at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. That's the first thing you got to do. And then the second thing you have to do, unfortunately, and I can't control him, I'm trying, you have to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that he's going to ask. Go ahead.
Okay. What character does Patrick Stewart play in the X-Men movies?
Oh, gosh.
You knew I was going to do that one.
Really? All right. Well, if you can answer that one, give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Tell you what, we'll let you know what the answer is. You already know it. I know you know it. We'll let you know the answer. We'll let you know who won these tickets. As we continue ahead, we're also going to be talking about the VA, so make sure you keep it right here. You say you'll not cross, just give you away the things. Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. Glad you could be here with us on a Tuesday. And you know what? We had the opportunity to give away some movie tickets. And you know, I just want to be able to tell everybody who's going to have a fantastic weekend here, because we gave away tickets to two different movies. Blended, that's that one with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, and X-Men Days of Future Past, that basically has everyone that you might think who's ever been in an X-Men movie together on this one. I don't know how they paid for all these stars, because there's a ton of them in it. And you get to see both of them at Celebration Cinema. So we turn to Michael and find out, who was it that won tickets to both of these movies?
It was Carl from Kalamazoo, and he said he never wins anything, so now he has.
So there you
congrats,
go.
Carl.
See, and Carl, this is a perfect bonus for you, because now not only have you won one thing, you've won two things.
Yes.
So you get to go to the movies twice this weekend. Why not? You know, or whenever you want, really. As long as the movie's there, you're good. But there was a question, sort of. There was a question that went with this one. It was a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question, and I think it fit the bill today. So, Michael, for anybody just joining us, what was the question and the rather obvious answer?
What character does Patrick Stewart play in the X-Men movies?
Okay.
And the answer was Professor X or Professor Xavier, Dr. Charles Xavier. Any of those would have worked.
Okay. All right. You weren't picky.
No, I was not.
Okay. All right. So at the very least, Carl knew it.
Yes.
So, okay. All right. So he wins these tickets, and congratulations to you. Great thing going to see him at Celebration Cinema as well, because it's just one of the best that I've been in. So getting back to some of the things that we wanted to chat about, and we were talking about the VA earlier and the problems that are going on there. Of course, you've heard the reports that have said that it was, what was it, around 40 people that have lost their lives waiting for appointments at the Phoenix Veterans Affairs healthcare system. Apparently, things have gotten worse in terms of claims, in terms of just everything that has gone on with the VA. You've heard about this. This has been in reports. CBS has been talking about it in the news. They'll probably talk about it again here in another 5 minutes or so. So you've heard about all of that. Bad enough that all of that's going on. What's worse is that apparently the president knew about this stuff. Because they're saying, here's a couple of things. First of all, the VA Inspector General's office was reportedly told of wait lists months before this thing even broke. They knew there was a problem. Top it off, that the president, in 2007, he was then Senator Barack Obama, and he talked about how the Bush administration had made lapses at the VA and there needed to be changes made and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then in 2008, he's been elected president, and during the transition team was told that, you know what? You can't believe all the reporting that you're getting from VA medical facilities. There's some inaccurate waiting times there. There's some problems. Needs to be looked into. Hello. Right there you go. 2008. Could have been on top of this. Could have taken care of it. Not so much. Instead, what we get now is Jay Carney gets asked questions, and Jay Carney is the White House press secretary, and he's asked, well, when did the president know about this? And he goes, well, you know, he learned about it from watching the news. Uh-huh. He learned about it from watching the news. He didn't learn about it from listening to what his transition team was told. He didn't learn about it from listening to apparently what he himself said to then President Bush. No, he learned about it when he was watching the news. Mm-hmm. And to top it off, they decide, okay, well, we need to make sure that someone is held accountable for this. So they made the claim that Veterans Affairs official Robert Petzl was being fired over this. But last year, it was announced that he was going to retire this year. So, all right, he's retiring, but we're going to let him go anyway. And No, there's been a nomination made for his replacement, but you know what? We're going to let him go, you know, because obviously we need to take care of this and somebody, and you know, let's get him out of here, even though he's leaving anyway. You tell me that solves the problem, a guy that you announced a year ago was leaving, and now he is, and suddenly this is your big announcement. Oh, we're going to let him go. He's the reason. And guess what? You know what? The American Legion likes the fact that we did this, even though the American Legion issued a statement saying that this particular resignation was business as usual. So, to me, it is troublesome that every time a scandal comes up that you hear the same announcement from the administration. And somebody texted in earlier and said something interesting. They said something along the same lines. All these scandals, corruption, lies. My question is why nothing is done about it and who's held responsible. No accountability is sickening to my stomach. I can understand that. And in the middle of this, you see, you know, the president's people, you know, here, Congress is going after Benghazi and what happened there. And I think rightly so, asking some questions that need to be asked. And you see the administration go, it's just politics. It's politics. I just read an article today. They're talking about more executive actions because, well, obviously, Congress is interested in politics at this point. You know what? Congress is looking into something that needed to be looked into. And in this case, they may end up doing it again because the administration's sitting around going, well, shucks, we had no idea. Well, if you don't know what's going on, you either figure it out or figure that, guess what, the other branch of government over there that has oversight over you is going to say, maybe we need to look into this. Maybe it isn't politics after all. Maybe it's that something needs to be done that hasn't been done. And, you know, I'm big enough to say, all right, apparently there was a problem that dates back from the Bush administration. Fine, there was a problem there. But 6 years of Obama and we haven't resolved the situation. We haven't solved the problem. In fact, we've made the problem worse. Something needs to be done. And that's obvious. I'd like to know what you think about it as well. 803-73 is our texting number. If you would like to share your insights with us, we'd love to hear from you on this as we continue ahead. Also, a little bit later on in the program, we're going to be talking about overweight candidates. Apparently, they have trouble getting elected. This is according to a study. We're going to look into it and talk with you about it as well as the show continues. The Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.